Kia ora, ko Atere Ano Mate Ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea Midday News. Tāmaki Makaurau MP Penny Henare says ordinary Māori suffer the effects when politicians turn up the dial on race. At an event in Kaukaua yesterday, Prime Minister Chris Hipkins called out the increase in race baiting, and Labour MPs Calvin Davis and Willow Jean Prime revealed the racial abuse they were getting at candidate meetings was the worst they had ever experienced. Mr. Henare says while Māori politicians have a voice, for Māori on the street, it is confronting.
When New Zealanders like this and the race baiting is used, Māori clearly suffer. Our health outcomes fall, and we've got to be very clear and articulate and pinpointing why this is a bad thing and what happens when race baiting takes off in our electorates like the way we've seen over the past few weeks with respect to the election.
Penny Henare. An expert on youth crime says punitive measures such as boot camps and being hard on gangs do nothing to reduce crime. Psychologist Armin Tamatea from the University of Waikato's Te Puna Haumaru New Zealand Institute for Security and Crime Science says the current police approach to target crime but also work with gangs is preferable because it builds on the gang's sense of community and reduces criminal behaviour. He says international research shows the boot camps or military-style academies proposed by National do nothing to stop young people reoffending.
I think culturally we have an amnesia about what it's like to be young, and for some reason we seem to like punishing and hammering our young people. And that's been an issue since probably forever, I imagine, but it's certainly been quite fierce this political round.
Dr. Tamatea says the current approaches blame the young person or their whānau or the system, rather than taking a strength-based, culturally informed approach like iwi panels. Leading Māori health advocate Lady Tūreiti Moxon says the fledgling Māori Health Authority, Te Aka Whaiora, is critical to improving Māori health outcomes, and National should think twice before axing it. The head of Hamilton's Te Kōhao Health says years of studies and research have supported the conclusion Māori must lead their own health solutions because coming under a government department hasn't worked. She says every party that truly wants better health outcomes for Māori should collaborate to ensure Te Aka Whaiora survive.
It's important that we do collaborate. It is important that Te Aka Whaiora stays because it's the first time in the history of this country that we've actually had a department that is very, very focused on us.
Lady Moxon says despite Māori being the poorest, unhealthiest, least educated and worst housed in Aotearoa, every election they get painted as privilege. And that is your Wātea Midday News. Tūrou!